WJTL news song from Aaron Williams with John Reddick. That's Abide. Good morning to you at 7:19.
Your weather forecast today is showing partly sunny skies, a little breezy, high of 53. Tonight clear, low of 28. And your winning Wednesday looking sunny with a high of 51. Right now we're seeing 46 in Lancaster, 47 in Mannheim.
Today our very special guest, Brian Smith, Executive Director of Lebanon County Christian Ministries. Good morning again, Brian.
Good morning again.
Do you have any great stories about how God has worked through Lebanon County Christian Ministries you can share with us?
Yeah, so our Uplift program is a life change program where we walk alongside of families for 9 months at a minimum. They meet with us every 2 weeks with one of our life coaches. And I think that one of the things that's really stood out to us is the impact of the cost burden that exists in raising a family. And we received a grant from a local agency that has allowed us to fund diapers, wipes, and formula for families that are in our Uplift program. And, you know, we look at that. Diapers have increased by 48% on the backside of COVID.
Wow.
Formula went from 35 cents an ounce to $1.15 per ounce. So big deal stuff for families. And we met with this couple and said, hey, what's the one thing that's really impacted you? And they've done a ton of work. The number one thing they said is the ability for you to fund diapers, wipes, and formula because it meets the basic need of their kiddos,
right?
And this is really what our ministry is about, is how do we address meeting the basic needs of our individuals so that they can then begin to work on other parts of their life. So to watch them grow and blossom and you know, if you're a data nerd like I am on the backside, it's measurable. Like we're seeing the growth.
You're
in these
seeing
families.
The difference.
And, you know, it, and I think it's important for, you know, yes, we're feeding people that are hungry immediately at our new meal, but there's a whole nother group of individuals that we want to engage with that are living in that ALICE, asset limited, income constrained, but employed, what we would have referred to as the working poor, and just growing them to the next level so that we can eliminate this generational challenges.
I love that. We talked earlier about how our folks can support you through prayer, volunteering, giving, and I understand you have an event coming up here in November that folks could come out to and find out more about what you're doing.
Yeah, so annually we do our benefit dinner. It's at Lebanon Free Church out in Jonestown. Tickets are available on our website at lccm.us. Tickets are going fast. Our speaker this year is Marie Monville. She's a speaker of hope and inspiration and really, really powerful. She is from Lancaster County. She was a widow of the Nickel Mine school shooter, and she's just got a powerful message. So we're going to tie in a little bit of what we do, right? Because that's what my job is, to make sure that we're doing that. It is a fundraising event for us, but we're really, really excited about where we're at with it.
Yeah. How about end of the year giving? Is that something you guys focus on?
Yeah. I mean, you know, a gross majority of our budget comes from end of year, and our end of year guide is going out. I wrote a letter in there to our givers, and I understand that this is a tax benefit to giving. I get it. Most of our folks don't give 100% for tax benefit. They give for really giving to our community. And we appreciate that. We understand that. But, you know, the gift guide is out virtually and will be mailed to homes that are regular donors. That actually walks through where you can actually invest and know where you're investing. So $100 buys this and $150 buys this. And that's how we're able to really provide services to our community.
And looking ahead to the spring, you have an event
coming
up.
Yeah, we're always doing something. So the Lenten breakfast will be in March. And I guess that'll be here before we know it. We're really excited. Patty Donnelly, who's our current sitting board chair and is the CEO of Good Samaritan Hospital with WellSpan Health System. She's a Lebanon native. She's an incredible giver in our community of her time and just her energy and her leadership. And she's going to speak this year. So I would say, come get some eggs and put your seatbelt on because it'll be a great time.
And where is that one going to be?
That one's going to be at South Lebanon Community Church.
And what's the date? Do you remember?
That's a really great question.
It's coming up in March.
It's coming up in March.
How's that?
March 9th, right?
Yeah, there you go. It's at the website. Yeah. Check it out. You can find out all about the upcoming benefit dinner, the Lenten breakfast, the year-end giving campaign. It's all at lccm.us. Brian, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Loved having you. Back to the music we go. Here's Need to Breathe, Testify. WJTL, happy Tuesday.